What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it, you look for WILK News Radio, you click follow, that's it, that's all you have to do. Podcast, we got you covered there, just look for the Rob O'Donnell Show. And those smart speakers, just ask those little guys to play WILK News Radio, and you can listen live. How's everybody doing? It's Monday, April 27th. 5:10, 72 degrees, so hopefully your Monday is complete. We're rolling on towards the end here ourselves, but we still got a whole hour to talk, there was a press conference today with Representative Ilhan Omar, and it went about as good as you can expect as far as listen, I really don't have an answer, and we're going to get to the follow-up on the White House correspondent dinner that we started the show with today. I have the manifesto with me here that we're going to go through. But again, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar today was talking about the well, I'll just play it for you, but try to pay attention here because obviously she can't.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
During World War XI. The last time the Alien Enemies Act was used was against Germans, Japanese, and Italians was during World War XI. Ladies and gentlemen, this is who's making our laws in Congress. That's all I have to say about that. We are all lesser, dumber, more ignorant people for having heard that. At no time did she make a coherent statement, sentence, or point. It's as simple as that. Now, back on here. To where, yeah, I posted this earlier, and you know, I've really been kind of mulling this around and where we're at, and I think we truly are. We have crossed a precipice. By all accounts, Saturday's White House correspondence shooter was a highly educated, bright future genius who destroyed his life by allowing himself to be poisoned by abhorrent political rhetoric. This individual who mastered critical thinking was transformed into an assassin. Let that sink in. Willing to give up his life for slanderous lies, hyperbolic, simply by what was drilled into him by a complicit mainstream media and toxic social media. With politicians constantly, even today, doubling and tripling down. This wasn't a patsy. This wasn't some loner with no future acting on desperation. This was a conscious decision by someone that should have seen through the noise, but regardless, was radicalized, manipulated, and enraged. Now think about what's happening in our schools by political operatives in the AFT and UFT, teachers' unions. Media parroting unsourced information for narrative rather than fact-finding. The assassin may have been stopped on Saturday, but make no mistake, we have crossed a very bright line in plain sight. We truly have. Here's someone, by all accounts, I mean, literally going to the MIT of the West Coast. By all accounts that have should have seen, listen, have your political views, have your wants for the future in America, but there's a line being crossed. We've normalized violence to a dangerous level. And you could say, well, both sides say things, both sides point fingers. Yeah, but only one side's really doing it. Only one side's crossing. And listen, I see it here on a microcosm. I am the only one here who's been threatened out of all the shows here. Now, there are plenty of comments that people don't like other views and other shows, but that and that's fine. Don't like me, that's fine too. The line that's crossed, you know, the individuals, I rarely, if ever, go to other pages on social media to try and push my views. I post my views on my social media. But there are individuals around here. I mean, just think of some of the callers that we've gotten on this show that unfortunately couldn't control themselves, and we can no longer take their calls because they cross boundaries. They curse on the air, and it's the point they just can't logically defend their cases, their cause. They get frustrated. They curse. They lash out. Then they go on social media and call names, and it's just these are educators of our children. These are people with real regular jobs and families that have gotten into this anger. And I understand you feel helpless. I understand you don't like things currently. I understand that you don't want the current leadership you have. But tough. We felt the same way. Listen, I talk about the policies and things that politicians have done here all the time. And I say what I don't like about them. I say what I like about them. Never once have I ever even come close to wishing harm, threatening, calling derogatory names to any of those people. And if something was happening as I was walking down the block, I mean, the amount of people from a brewery in Wisconsin to other teachers now being identified, and I understand, I'm not putting you all in the same boat. It's a very small percentage doing it. But, you know, when reports come out today that say over the past 10 years, the teachers union have given $1 billion to progressive political campaigns and PACs, there's a problem. When we have teachers call this very show and can't control themselves and then go on to deal with our children. When you see the emails that the AFT, the UFT put out and the rhetoric they stoke out there, and listen, educated, well-minded people lose their bearing because they're blinded by the nonsense. We've truly crossed a precipice because here is someone who should, by all accounts, have known better. By all accounts, should have said, hey, I don't like what's happening politically now. I don't like who's in office, but I'm smarter than this, and there's ways to deal with this lawfully. And chose not to. Because we've not, listen, you had a major journalist just this week, just last week, the end of last week it happened, saying that she shoplifts from Whole Foods because she's justified it because the owner's a billionaire. We've had people justify the execution of a healthcare CEO because they don't like the way the healthcare system treats them. We have people wishing that assassins were successful because they don't like who was elected into office. That's sick. You have crossed a line. You have lost your way if you are justifying physical violence against someone that you've never met, really directly never had anything to do with you. I mean, listen, I did not like the policies of Joe Biden. I did not like his administration. I think he was bad for the country. But did he affect my day in and day out life in my home, in my job? No. Same thing now. but you're willing to take this to a new level. You find it necessary because you don't agree with the words of someone else. You don't agree with me to text into a show and curse at me and call names and make up things like pedophile or fascist or Nazi. Those are the tactics of someone that doesn't have hope. Those are the tactics for someone that doesn't have a better path. Those are the tactics of desperation. And that's all you're showing when you do these things. Find better candidates. Find better messaging. Find better platforms. Tell us how you will do things better specifically. And then do them. All I've heard from Democrats is, once we gain power, it's revenge time. Once we gain power, we're going after this. Once we gain power, we're going after that. Once we gain power, we're going to do this so they never gain power again. That does nothing for the American people. That does nothing for a failing Social Security system. That does nothing to repair the fraud, waste, and mismanagement of Medicare and Medicaid. That does nothing for the abuse of HUD and SNAP and all the other programs. Listen, you mean to tell me you can't get yourself together in 6 years of free housing with HUD? It's not a lifetime support structure. It's a hand up when you need it. It's temporary relief for times when you're down. It's not a generational lifestyle. Same thing goes with SNAP and food stamps and WIC and everything else. And if you can't comprehend that, then the people who raised you failed you. The people around you failed you. You are failing yourself. No one else failed you. But if your answer is, we're going to celebrate or wish that someone was successful trying to kill another human being, you are a disgraceful human being yourself. There is no reason no one has done a thing to you to reach that level of acceptance. It's incredible we are at this stance. And a lot of it is for people who've never seen death, never had their own life in jeopardy. It's easy to talk behind keyboards. It's easy to post things on a text line. It's easy to lash out on social media. Maybe if you spent that effort worried about your own life and bettering your own situation and ignoring people you just don't agree with, things would be in a better place for you. You'd be happier about things. You wouldn't be concerned with attacking people you don't even know. Sooner or later, something's got to happen. And obviously, watching people get executed on video is not enough. Seeing these attacks time and time again, I don't care. I don't care what president you picked out right now, what name you picked out. If someone tried to kill them three or four times, no one wants that. But yet we have people here celebrating and saying, too bad they didn't succeed. That's a mental illness beyond repair. You have to work on yourself if that's what you truly believe. If anywhere in your mind, quietly to yourself, hopefully, and even that's disturbing, you said, oh, too bad the guy didn't succeed. You're the problem in your life. No one else is. So go to your mirror sometime today or tonight and maybe work that crap out, because the only burden on society then is you. Fix yourself, because that's the only one who could do it. No one else is the cause of your problems. It's 5:23 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So I guess we're back to Ilhan Omar now. First, somebody said that AOC never said that, and I never said that AOC did say that. Someone else, I believe they're trying to send me a link, and from the bits and pieces I can. You can't send links via the text line here. You can only send comments. But from what I gather here, they're trying to send me the Hindustan Times. That's saying there's no verifiable evidence that she ever said that. First of all, I don't get my information from the Hindustan Times. And the Sunday Guardian, just 18 minutes ago, said again that a viral clip falsely claims that Omar said World War XI. Fact check shows no verified evidence and suggests misinformation. Again, what I got is it happened early in 2025, around January. She and then and Senator Mazie Hirono were holding a press conference about the reintroduction of the Neighbors Not Enemies Act. The bill aimed to limit the use of Alien Enemies Act for deportations. Omar was referring to how it was used during World War II to detain and deport German, Japanese, and Italian immigrants, but she said World War XI. Likely a slip when reading World War II, where it looks like the number 11. The clip went viral. Widespread mockery online for the gaffe, jokes about it. She reportedly corrected herself in the moment shortly after with something like, oh, two, sorry. So I have enough to say, yeah, it did happen. But if you want to quote the Hindustan Times,
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it. Have at it. Let's go to the phone now. We have Rich from Laughlin. Rich.
How are you doing, Rob?
All right.
You have to remember, she's a graduate from the Leaning School, okay?
Yeah, the Leering School.
Yeah. I think I know where how that mix-up came. If you ever look at a captain's helmet from World War II, there's two straight lines, and she read it literally. She saw two lines, and she said 11, okay?
Oh,
and
I can get how the mistake is made, but, I mean, most people understand World War II, not 11, so. But if she was just reading and not really, you know, this is what we're prepared for, this is what she's reading. And, you know, that's if it happened. Listen, there's video of it. The fact check I did just said when exactly it happened in the context, and that she shortly afterwards said, two, I'm sorry. She read it wrong. I get it, but still.
Yeah, Rob, far be it for me to want to help her. The faster she's out of the Congress, the better I'll sleep. I just wanted to say, you know, another thing that's going on, some of the things you mentioned, there's a lot of people that have kids, and they purposely don't get married so that they get more government money. There's three couples that are doing that right now where my son works. And I don't know why the government isn't saying, we need a last name or you get nothing. I don't understand that. I shouldn't have to pay for people that don't care, you know, or using this as a way to beat the system.
Listen,
I don't think that's right.
There's people try and beat the system all they want. I used to work with a lieutenant that used to brag about his live-in for wife for any other reason. But it was his live-in girlfriend who was previously married and divorced, had children. They would purposely not get married because if they got married, then the ex-husband would have to stop paying her child support.
Yes.
Even though she was living with someone else in their house, you know, going on with their life, married. And he said the only reason they're not married is because it would stop the checks for her kids that she was getting from her previous husband.
Same here, like I just said. And, Rob, I got to say, I'm appalled, and I can't believe this guy threw his life away like that. I wish I had the education. I may have the equivalent, but I had to do it by going to different colleges, okay? He stayed at one college and really was a brilliant person, okay? And why would you do that? I don't get it. And we've seen this before. This is not new, how people throw their lives away. But I just sit here and ponder what a stupid thing that man did. He could have not gotten arrested and accomplished more, you know?
It's the million-dollar question.
Listen, Rob, you have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we have Elle from Wayne County. Elle. Elle.
Yes. Hi. I heard him talking, and then I didn't hear you come on, so I'm sorry. My question is this. You were talking about the shooter right before this last caller that called in, and he was from California, okay? And they said he was a teacher and a tutor. If so, he should have been nowhere near children. And when they check your background out, so that he allowed you to do that, to like be in schools and be in any kind of profession that you'll be around kids, be in hospitals, all those different professions, that they check you out.
Well, he didn't commit any crimes till this.
But my question is this. When you're checked out for that, how long is that good for? Is that good for the rest of your life, or is that
no?
Like,
you have to get your checks every year.
Every year.
Yes.
So why wasn't he checked out?
What do you mean? He didn't commit a crime till now.
Well, if he's acting this weird, he must have did something.
it doesn't appear so at this point. So that. Mm-hmm. You know, the background check wouldn't have found anything because nothing happened till this, which sometimes is the case. You know, a lot of times there isn't precursors for this. Elle,
I wanted to ask you another question.
All right.
Now, a couple of weeks ago on Sunday, I think it was around the 12th or something, they had this artist from Philadelphia on. She has a studio in Philadelphia. She's been in the Smithsonian. They interviewed her, and she's an artist, but her entire art is done with our coins, our United States government coins and bills. Now, I thought it was illegal to deface our money. And even the person that interviewed her said, isn't this illegal that you're using our money? Because she did a whole fence of brand new shiny pennies that she soldered them together, or whatever she did to connect them all.
Did she purchase the pennies?
Well, I don't know. That was not one of the questions that was in the interview.
I have no problem with her doing anything like that, as long as she legally obtained the currency.
That's defacing money. That's defacing money. You can't even reuse the money because she's defacing it, cutting it up, soldering it, attaching it to other coins. She's defacing it. Now, this is totally different than a collector. A collector wants mint condition, and that's different than a person collecting money and keeping it for the value of something that's in mint condition. But as far as I know, it's illegal to deface money.
Okay. Not a concern of mine.
Well, it's a concern of mine because I don't want all the money to disappear, and then we have to use another form
to
pay.
Did you call the Treasury or the Secret Service who handles currency?
I don't have a number for the currency of Secret Service.
All right. Make a report, I guess. Like I said, there's more important things. If that offended you, don't look at that artist anymore.
Well, it's not that it offends me. It affects me because I use money.
Okay, but you don't use her money. Her money belongs to her. Her money belongs to her.
You're not allowed to deface money as far as I know.
Okay, well.
And you're okay with that?
I am.
With the fact that he had to
Listen, can someone burn there and tear up their money all they want in their house? Who does that hurt? If I took all the money out of my wallet right now and tore it up and threw it in the garbage, who would that hurt?
It would hurt you.
Okay. So all she's doing is hurting herself.
It would also hurt me because he's defacing the money.
You have no right to the money in my pocket. It's mine. I could do what I want with it. I could spend it on anything I want. I could tear it up. I could bury it in my backyard. I could feed it to my dog. Well, I don't want to feed it to my dog, but I could, you know, throw it in the water. It hurts me. It's the only one it's affecting.
Well, it's affecting everybody because now we have no pennies to use. So I don't agree with you there, Rob.
Okay.
Usually I agree with you, but I don't agree with you.
We can disagree, Elle. That's fine. I got to let you go there.
Okay.
Thank you. It's 5:39 here. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. As we start to wind things down here, it's 5:47. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, summer's creeping up. We already had a couple of days at 80, And that warm, humid weather is going to be here before you know it. Listen, these Mitsubishi Electric heat pump systems, these split-air ductless systems, they're just phenomenal. Listen, you have your handler outside. You have this wall unit that's on your wall. Doesn't take up your windows. You know, no vents all over the place. It's got a filter conveniently right on it to help keep your air clean. And it does it all. It does heating, which has worked like a champ this entire winter, coldest winter in 30 years. It does air conditioning. It does dehumidification. It does a fan. And listen, they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. This is an option for you. This is the way to go. This is what people are getting installed in their homes now. I've been looking at these for a couple of years, thought about, you know, maybe I'll go to the big box store and, you know, do it. It'll take me 2 days to probably install it. They had mine installed in a few hours, 4 hours to be exact. Two inside units, the outside unit. Nothing, no surprises, nothing out of the ordinary. I've saved money on my electric bill using this as my primary heat source in the downstairs this past winter, and I'm looking forward to what it can do for me for the air conditioning season. They are Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So if you have HVAC needs, listen, if you're just thinking about upgrading, have them come in, have them look at the systems you have, walk around, give you some ideas. You know, I had ideas of what I wanted. They came in and said, it will be better here. And I'm glad I listened to them. Listen, they're the experts. Yeah, we know what we want. We know what we want it to look like. But when they said, this is the way you'll get better air around circulation, this is the way to go, you know, I'm already looking at having them come and do my upstairs now, because the downstairs has just been phenomenal. And I don't think my wife wants me bringing the bed downstairs. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And listen, if you're a veteran, active duty military, or first responder, ask them about their discount that you heard exclusively here on new installations. You will be pleasantly surprised. monkhvac.com for all your heating and air conditioning needs. Listen, after the events of this weekend and people lashing out and the rhetoric back and forth, and listen, politics are politics. We all have people we like. We all have views we lean to. Doesn't mean we have to hate each other. Doesn't mean we have to want other people to die or to be injured or to be hurt. We need to do better. But can we? But can we? That's the big question, and it's a serious question, because you know what? If you look at the manifesto of this individual, I apologize to everyone who was abused and or murdered before this, to all those who suffered before I was able to attempt this, to all who may still suffer after, regardless of my success or failure. His priority list. Secret Service. Well, while I'm discussing this, I'll go over my expected rules of engagement. Administration officials, not including Mr. Patel, they are targets, prioritized from highest ranking to lowest. Secret Service, they are targets only if necessary, and to be incapacitated non-lethally if possible. Hotel security are not targets if at all possible, unless they shoot at me. Capitol Police, same as hotel security. National Guard, same as hotel security. Hotel employees, not targets at all. Guests, not targets at all. In order to minimize casualties, I will also be using buckshot rather than slugs, less penetration through walls. He had a priority. He wanted to kill administration officials. Administration officials that he's only read about in online posts, in media accounts, seen on TV. But because of that, this brilliant, educated young man was radicalized to the point to where he purchased weapons, trained with them, traveled across the country, booked hotel rooms, called in sick from work, sent a manifesto that probably scared the hell. As a matter of fact, it did, because his brother called police. Sent this exact manifesto that I just read you part of. Had a good inkling that he would not survive this, and decided he was going to take things into his own hands. How does that happen in 2026 in our nation? How did we get here? There is not a political figure that I may vehemently disagree with that I would want to harm physically. Not a single one. Can you say the same? And that's a question we all need to ask ourselves. And if you're even on the fence with that, you need to take a deep dive and speak to someone about that. Now, I'm not saying go turn yourself in. I'm not saying, you know, bring, but if you're even fluctuating on that question, is there someone of the opposite political views that you would like to physically harm? If your answer in any way is yes or maybe, you need to do some deep inner search and probably need help, exterior help. Now, where you get that help is up to you. But the mere fact that we cannot disagree, listen, every single one of us who are married, any single one of us that are in a relationship, every single one of us that have children, we disagree all the time. We don't hate each other. We don't want to harm each other. We need to do better. But can we? We are, like I said earlier in the show, we have surpassed a precipice. We are past that. Because what makes someone do this? Look at the levels of what this individual went to. Same thing with the murder of the CEO. I mean, the fact that we have journalists with good paying jobs for major national magazines saying that they often shoplift at Whole Foods because, well, the owner's a billionaire and they can afford it. We've justified crime. Well, you know, that riot was mostly peaceful, so it's okay. Billions of dollars of damage. You know, those crimes, well, they're not that bad. So, you know, they deserve a second chance, a third chance, a 45th chance. There's a video going around Maryland right now of a group of 15 to 20 teenagers stomping a young girl, kicking her in the stomach and stomping her unconscious. It's on video. Laying there defenseless unconscious, 15 or 20, both girls and boys, stomping and kicking this young girl in Townsend, Maryland. 3 hours from here, if that. No thought of her life. No thought of this. Here's a group of individuals. I don't care how old they are. They're probably their teens, anywhere from 14 to 17 or 18. Here's a group of individuals that you need to put in a juvenile detention until they turn 18 and then give them the maximum sentence of whatever it is for the next 10 years and send a message across the nation that this is not acceptable. I don't care how young they are. I don't care what potential they may have had. A message needs to be sent that this type of behavior is not tolerated in a just society. Justifying the murder of anyone simply because you disagree with them. Listen, if you were defending yourself, if someone was threatening you or your family physically, go about it. But simply because you disagree with someone, if you can say to yourself that it's okay, I wish they did succeed. Yes, I do want to hurt someone because I disagree with them. You need to get help. And that needs to be the message from both sides. And it's not. It's unfortunately not. Because it's about power, it's about messaging, it's about helplessness. And they want you to feel helpless. They want you to feel powerless. They want you to be angry, and you're allowing yourself to be. We all need to do better. But can we? Before we go, let me tell you about my friends at Applewood Farm. Listen, their open house, Applewood Farm, Mark, is having their open house this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be there both Saturday and Sunday. Their vendors are going to be there. The farmers are going to be there. Their families are going to be there. The kids are going to be running around. You know, the food they'll have going. And they usually have samples of a bunch of their stuff that they make. Their chili is unbelievable, by the way. Fresh maple syrup, fresh sourced honey, tallow creams, which I use each and every day. I use both their beard balm and I use my skin cream because I get bad eczema on my arms, especially during the winter months. But, you know, I use it every day now, and it's worked better than any prescription cream I've gotten for my arms. And the beard balm made with tallow and beeswax with a little almond extract in there, it's something to go. If you got a facial hair or you have a loved one with facial hair, you're going to want to try this out. But the steaks, you know, one cuts of steaks, they got it all. Strip steaks, T-bones, sirloins, roasts, they have it all. Ham, they got it. Bacon, they got it. Kielbasa, they now have it. Porchetta, they have it. So Applewood Farm Market at applewoodfarmpa.com. Check them out this weekend, and I will be there as well. So come by and say hi. It's 5:59 here at WIOK. Gotta go.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.